It's someone that whinges or complains a lot.
Whoa, I'm sorry. New word. Whinge?
Oh, really?
Is what was that?
A whinger. That is literally how you would explain it. You're such a whinger.
What?
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Accent Accidents. We are Hannah, Anna, and Evan. I'm Evan. We all are friends who used to work in the same office together and would find ourselves often talking about language, sayings, and other funny stuff, and it would more often than not become pretty hilarious. Hannah is an Australian native, and that kind of sparked this idea. And so we're all here, and we want to basically talk about talking with you all. Hannah, Anna, say hello.
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 I'm Hannah.
And I'm Anna.
Evan, that was really, really good.
Thank you. And our first guest today is our bestest friend, Fabiola Milliken.
Hey, everybody.
So we met Fabs at work, where we worked, and she's social media extraordinaire, a soon-to-be mama in May, I believe she is due. And she is part Italian, Venezuelan, American, and super sweet, super funny, has a really extensive background in all kinds of languages, so we thought she'd be a great first guest. So, Fabs, quick intro. Who are you?
Yeah, I mean, you said it all. That's me. I'm Fabs, Fabiola Alejandra Landa Grillo Perez Tulumieri Sabila Martinez. And that's my name, whatever. My mom is Italian and my dad is from Venezuela, and I was the first ever born in the United States. And my sisters and I grew up in a Spanish Italian speaking household, but we went to school at a very American school. Like, all my friends were super, super American growing up. So our English is pretty, like, we have a pretty American accent, but we are completely fluent. And I think we, like, pray, think, count, like, in other languages. So we're definitely funky people.
That's so interesting that you, I've always wanted to know that, like, if how you, like, someone who has, like, fluent in other languages, if you think in that. That's crazy.
I definitely, like, I pray in Italian. I, like, count in Spanish.
Do you dream in all these languages as well?
It depends who's in my dream. I mean, if, like, a Spanish speaker is in my dream, like, it's a Spanish dream.
But, like, how do you understand what's going on? You know, so many different languages.
I know.
I don't know. It's I don't know, because it's all I've ever known. English was my third language, so yeah. Sometimes
wild.
I can't fully translate something. Like, I had like the other night, I was with some girlfriends who, like, we were just talking about pregnancy and, like, how I'm pregnant and another friend is pregnant and then another friend is trying. And instead of trying, I said, she's looking. I was like, oh, yeah, because, like, what's her name is looking.
She's looking for a baby.
Did she find one?
And it's because in Spanish, it's like, están buscando, like, they're looking. Like, the literal translation is they're looking. And my friend, and they were like, what? And I'm like, she's looking.
I can see that, like, looking to get pregnant. They're looking to, yeah, I get it. Like, it makes sense. But yeah,
exactly.
That's
amazing.
But it, like, they were all like, what did you just say? And for me, it was, like, normal because I completely translated it 100% from Spanish.
You're like, yeah, like, no, that's right. What are you, like, why are you guys questioning this?
Then, yeah, like, then it hit me. I'm like, oh, they're trying. I kind of like looking better than trying.
I agree.
Yeah, that's so funny. But it's so, like,
they just haven't found it yet. They just haven't found the right baby.
Yeah, it seems like it's, like, a very active, like, inspecting. Like, I'm looking for a baby. Can I find one in my uterus?
And it all comes from Istanbul, Istanbul.
That's so funny. That's a great little quip to start with. Okay, so I was going to ask what we want to ask everyone that we bring on the podcast is a word or phrase you grew up saying that no one else understood. You kind of just did one, but I think you've definitely told us about some in the past.
So many.
And we want to hear them.
I feel like they're not things that people didn't understand. It was more like things that I said incorrectly. Like,
that's even better, because that's hilarious.
Yeah, I said something
and I still say, and I'm only realizing these things now because my husband is American like very American born in Raleigh, North Carolina, and his English is like better than mine. And I'll be like, oh, let's, like, are you gonna get off? Like, if we're stopping at the gas station, he's like, get off. I'm like, yeah, are you getting off? I'm getting off, I'm gonna get water. And he's like, Fab, why do you say getting off the car? Like, you don't get off cars. Get out of cars.
I legitimately thought you meant, like, you're driving and you're, like, getting off the freeway. You're like,
I meant dirty.
I thought something dirty, too. I was like, getting off. You said that to what?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in a car, like, setting, and I say getting off, and I always said that because it was like, in like Spanish and Italian, you get off of a car, you don't get out of a car. So that is amazing. Always Wait, said that.
Say it in the two languages.
Bajarte, scendi de la macchina, bajarte del carro.
Whoa.
Get off my car.
Yes, it's get off.
Do you know that, Evan?
What?
Do you know that? Like, or do you just assuming that? Do you know Spanish?
Me?
Yeah.
There's only one Evan.
Spanish. Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't know what she was asking if I knew.
I thought you did. I was like, wow, Evan, you're smarter than I thought.
I thought she was like, did you know that about Fabs? I was like, I don't know. Get off of me, Hannah.
Yeah. And I've actually met other people who are like similar to me that Spanish was their first language and they say it too. So when I heard it, it was like, wow, that's so funny. Like, in English, we say get off the bus or that is like so get funny. Off yeah. of other things, but we get out of a car. And I didn't know this until I married my husband and he called me out for everything. Funny. Something else that we also say is, do you like me? Mm-hmm. Like, me and my sisters, when we get dressed, we're like, do you like me? And Cole.
Oh, like the way you look?
Like my outfit. But yeah. I guess like in Spanish, I'm like, te gusto. Like how I, like, do you like the final outcome? Like, this is what I look like. This is what I'm wearing. But we're like, do you like me?
I'm losing that funny. From now on. So that is amazing.
You're saying te gusto, right? Which is like, do you
like te gusto.
Do you like, right? As like yes. a, as like a, so that's kind of like what we were saying well, before. It's like the essence, like, yeah?
Like te gusta is like, do you like, te gusto is like, do you like me? Like,
and so, do you like and me? So you're in the context of like, you can see that you're trying on clothing and that person knows like when you say te gusto, you right? It's not because if you just like translate on paper, it wouldn't make any sense, but it makes sense in the situation.
Right, exactly. It's kind of right. like, hey, look at me. This is my outfit. Te gusto.
This is what you're
and
getting.
And we're like, do you like me? And Cole just imitates us always. He's always like, do you like me?
That's like te quiero mucho, right?
Yeah, te quiero
What's
mucho.
What's that mean?
I love you.
And what is the diff?
Te gusto, like to gustar is definitely to like, and querer is to like want or desire, and te quiero mucho is like to love. So
and it's so different if you slip it in a different way.
Yeah, it depends on the context for sure.
I love that we're getting like a full-on Spanish lesson in this podcast.
It changes so much.
Well, I had, when I was in the Dominican Republic, when I lived there, my like people would say like, they would shorthand it and say TQM. Mm-hmm. Like in their text messages and stuff, which stood for te quiero mucho, but it's like so I really want you, but it's more used as I really like I love you, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than saying,
but you
the
wouldn't
literal,
say that to your brother, you would say it to your girlfriend,
right? I believe so, right, Fabs?
Yeah, I mean you can say it to like anyone. The actual translation is I really want you, te quiero mm-hmm. mucho, but you just say I think like te amo is. I love you, and that's a little bit more intense. Like, te quiero mucho is just set. It's more definitely like thrown around more than I love you probably is in English. Yeah, yeah.
So my dad's from Honduras, so he grew up speaking English and Spanish as well. And so, like, I grew up with a like really like a couple of weird things, and one really bizarre thing. I never said it, but I remember when he would say it, we would all just look at him like, what? He would sometimes say, like, if we were bugging him or bothering him, he'd be like, stop molesting me. But like in Honduras, that just means like stop annoying me. It has no
stop
like
molesting.
Weird
imagine if you're down the street and like you're walking down the street and like so like Hugh is annoying me and I'm like, Hugh, stop molesting me.
Stop molesting me. Right? Because molestando is...
Okay, I'm not going to use that one. That's not one I'm going to pick up.
So you know, funny. That actually reminds me of one of our friends. The word embarrassed. Mm-hmm. The word embarrassed, I guess if you try to say it in Spanish, not really knowing Spanish, you would say embarazada.
Oh, yeah.
But embarazada means pregnant in Spanish. Oh.
And like, that's tricky.
Like, you can say avergonzada, like, apenada. Like, you can say other things to say embarazada.
Did you say empanada?
Embarazada.
No, did you just say empanada?
No. Maybe.
Oh, I thought you said embarazada, empanada.
No, embarazada. But yeah, you just say different things, but like embarrassed is tied so closely to embarazada, kind of like molestar and molest, mm-hmm. and it means something completely different.
That is awesome.
We had a friend who told my mom once, like, she's like, sorry, it's embarazada, like, I'm embarrassed, and my mom was like, you're pregnant.
She's like, oh my god, congrats.
We were like in middle school.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
These things definitely have. I had like carrots. So carrots in Spanish are zanahoria, which has like doesn't sound anything like carrots, but caraotas are beans. So carrots and caraotas sound like it would be the same thing.
Yeah.
And I had a shit. I don't even like beans.
You don't like at all.
No, but I love carrots, and I was like, oh, my belly hurts, like I had so many carrots in Spanish, but instead of saying zanahorias I said caraotas because I was thinking in English like carrots, and literally people were like, you had a lot of beans.
Automatically that sounds so disgusting. It's like, move my chair away from you.
I know. Ugh. I don't even like beans. I literally ate carrots, but I said caraotas.
So full of beans.
okay Fabs.
There's a lot more where that comes
from. I all my family speaks English. We don't know any other language besides English, but my mom is known for like weird sayings, and I like just grew up saying weird sayings, and I still say until this day. And now Hugh, my husband's picked it up, and he's like, when it, like you're really really full, like really full from eating something, I'll say, oh wow, I'm full to pussy's bow.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Say it again.
Okay, it's so weird, but I can't help but say it. Full to pussy's bow.
Pussy's bow.
Yeah. And, isn't that the weirdest thing? And I don't know where it comes from. I have no history to tell you where it originated from. But literally, I'm full to pussy's bow.
So, okay, here's my two theories. One, it's like a bow on a cat.
Yes.
And like it's just referencing like I'm full like a fat cat, like all the way up to the neck.
Maybe. Yes. But isn't that the weirdest thing? And so I'll still say it.
Super weird, and
I never say it again.
Couldn't get away with that in America, that's for sure.
And no, and like I know it sounds weird, so I only reserve it for like when I'm like
for podcasts.
It's okay, so I just looked this up, and it's an Australian idiom. Yes.
Oh my God.
Which is like, if you're not familiar with idiom, that means it's just like per that culture, they say it. Nowhere else really says it.
Oh my God.
And there's not really a translation, but it says, it just means stuffed or full.
Urban Dictionary, by the way. That was a mistake.
That is too funny that you.
Wait, say it again, Anna. Sorry.
It means that you're full. Like you're really, I mean, like what you would
say. Does it have any etymology?
I'm looking, but I don't see anything. Full as a goog? Is that something?
Full as a goog. That's an egg. That's an egg. A googie egg.
Because that comes up too. I'm seeing that come
egg.
Up as well.
A googie egg. I think it's like a well-cooked egg.
Why does Australia have such funny words?
But I don't think googie is like a... I think
it's Australian. You're just saying it and it's funny.
Yeah, it's Australian as well. Fuck, we're weird.
What are you having for breakfast? Some googies?
And after that, I'll be full to pussy's bow.
Oh, God.
I knew so many sayings my whole life in like Spanish or Italian, but never English. And I've told you guys my doggy dog world.
Yes, please tell.
No,
please
tell us.
Please,
oh,
yes,
please
this one's great.
Stop from the beginning. Stop from the beginning.
So I have a little cousin. His name is Victor, and I love him more than anything in the world. And
shout out to Victor.
Shout out to little VD. He's now 13, but we basically raised him like my sisters and I, which you can imagine, like poor kid, like raised by three crazy sisters. And Cole was over my house, my now husband, he was my boyfriend at the time, and Victor, like, they're leaving, and, like, we just had dinner, and he's coming to say bye to me, and I hug him, I'm like, bye, honey bunny, like, it's doggy dog world out there, be careful, and then he just, like, laughs, he's like, love you, Fabs, and Cole goes, what did you just say? And I'm like, oh, doggy dog world, it's an expression. I'm like educating him.
You're schooling
like,
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
And he's like, Fab, what did you say? I'm like, doggy dog world. That's what the expression is. It means like world. The world is crazy. I don't know what I defined it. And then he's like, Fab, it's dog eat dog world. And I was like, Mayella, Gabriella. Like I called my sisters over. I'm like, you guys, it's not doggy
huddle.
Dog. It's
group huddle.
Yeah.
And it was, I swear, it was probably the craziest moment of my life. Like, I couldn't, I had been saying doggy dog for so many years.
What was the one that you said, like, at work?
What did I say?
In a meeting. And, like, in oh a board, God. Not in a board meeting.
I
right?
said, free ball. Yeah.
Oh. Wait. That's, what? That's,
I was like, instead of saying like, it's okay, we'll just eyeball it. I was like, it's okay. Or like, I think I combined like multiple things in my head. And I was like, just whatever.
Give us the quote, Fabs. Give us the quote.
We were just like, I meant to say like, we'll just figure it out. And I was like, we'll just freeball it. And then like, I remember the CMO at the time was like, oh, okay.
A board meeting.
This is what the cool kids are saying.
Okay. Yeah, so there's like, it just happens all the time because I don't know like expressions and like sayings and little things in English as well as I do in other languages. So
that's so funny.
I fuck them up all the time, like slightly, so slightly.
Oh, just enough to make it hilarious.
Just enough to like for the listener to be like, what did you just say?
Okay, so that was awesome to get some context, some fun little different language, you know, backgrounds and playing there. So we're going to move into our little what's new phase of the podcast, see what's been going on with us lately for all of you keeping track of our lives, our biggest fans out there. So, Hannah.
Yes.
What's been up with you?
Well, last week I had the pleasure of Fabs and Evan in LA, so I caught up with them and yay, it was amazing.
And for those of you who don't know, like Evan and I are based in Seattle. Hannah used to be based in Seattle, but left us because she, quote, hates Seattle.
Seattle.
So she moved. She and her partner Hugh moved to LA. And so they're jamming down there.
And Fabiola is.
No, I live in Florida.
In Florida, but currently in Seattle.
Yes.
In all over the place. So anyway, we're just a very, very, you know, worldly podcast.
So worldly.
Yeah. Anna, what's been up with you?
Oh man, what hasn't been up with me? You know,
shorter list.
You know, honestly, the biggest news for me is I've been trying to work on the website for this podcast. I don't have like major updates other than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important. I live you're some doing shit. Good work.
Yeah.
A whole new type of language, coding.
But you know coding. You'll be fine. Thanks, Anna.
I'm excited to see it.
Same. I can't wait.
Heck yeah. We're going to get some branding, some cool logos, and just all kinds of stuff. Anyway, what's up, been up with me, Evan? I went to Joshua Tree last weekend.
How was Joshua Tree?
Oh, man. So beautiful. It's just like, it's definitely a very like spiritual place. It's just so cool, especially if you can like, and we had perfect weather, obviously, bluebird skies. So we were out there and it wasn't the last time we went. It was like in August. So it was years ago, but it was like 113 degrees or something. I mean, absolutely insane. And because it was August, it was in the middle of summer. We wanted to catch a sunrise to do some cool photos. And it was like, we had to wake up at like 3 a.m. to drive out of Palm Springs to get there in time for sunrise. And
but this time of year is where...
And so this time of year, in the winter, sunrise, you know, well, we didn't do sunrise this time, but it's just way cooler. It was like 70 degrees, you know, so it was amazing. Just so perfect. And actually, luckily, just I think last month, Joshua Tree got a bunch of snow. So like
that's fucked up.
I'm glad we missed that. It would have been really pretty, but like I'm not going to SoCal to
go I got away snow. From this shit.
I know, totally. So now we're gonna see what the word is. What's the word? In this part, we like to find a slang word and get the other people to guess what it means. These are primarily going to be coming from Hannah and her Australianisms. Yeah. And we all get to guess. Fabs, you get to join in. Yay. And we get to guess what the hell it means.
Okay. So I've got three and I like have like according to Wikipedia where they came from. So.
Oh, yes. Fabs. I love the etymology of these.
I know. Okay. So the first word is milk bar.
Ooh, I love milk bar.
Milk bar's yummy. What are you talking about? Okay. We all know what that is.
Wait, no, well, I mean, it's a little like
shop. Well,
do shop.
You mean something? Or is
oh,
it
like okay, the... so Evan got it. You knew what it meant? Okay, fine.
What? No, no, what? No, no. What?
You just...
It's a company. It's a little shop in New
no.
York.
No, okay.
They all make like
no,
birthday cake
it.
Stuff.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, you guys told me what that was when we were in New York.
No,
it's
okay.
So good.
Milk bar in Australia is different, and we would say something like, gotta go, I'm just going to the milk bar.
Oh.
What?
Oh, does it mean like a little shop?
It does.
Like an ice cream store?
It's like a corner store.
Oh, like a bodega?
Yeah, it's exactly like a bodega, but we call them milk bars.
Or like a colmado?
What?
No.
What?
Fabs, do you know the colmados?
No.
I think you've just made that up.
Evan just made up a word.
No, it's...
But it sounded good because you put an accent on it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Dominican. It's like a little corner 7-Eleven.
Hannah, what about as? I'm going to... When I was in Australia and they're like, are you guys coming back to Oz? And I was like,
oh,
Oz?
Hours.
Or
yeah.
Hours?
Wait, Oz it's, like Australia?
No, it's just
hours,
the way.
Like
the,
our
it's just,
place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like,
come back to Oz.
Yeah. Come back to ours.
And they're like,
and
come back
like,
to
Oz?
Where is that? That sounds exciting.
Come back to Oz. Oh, Hannah, when I was in Burbank, I was at a Best Buy and one of the cash tellers was, or cash register checkout people.
What
can I think of
cashier.
What they're called?
A checkout chick. Do you call them checkout chicks?
No, it's cashier.
We call them checkout chicks.
No,
oh my God.
The
what
best
if it's a
checkout
boy?
Chick?
That's so sexist, Hannah.
Yeah, I know, but that's fine. Like,
they don't hire a boy.
Well,
they don't care.
This...
No, I mean, typically it is like sexist because most of the time they were females that at the checkout chick. But my sister was so good. She was like...
She was a checkout chick?
She was a checkout chick. She was so fast that they ended up having like a tally of like the fastest products in the amount of time you could scan through. And she ended
you
up being like number one.
You guys have had the coolest jobs.
They had a tally?
A tally?
A tally.
Thank you. A tally.
Oh. That, I thought you were getting British right there.
Telly?
And I was like, why would they put her on the phone to do that?
No, I thought telly is TV.
It is. No, tally.
No,
is
telly.
Like a tally.
Like telly.
Telly is a TV.
Like the television.
Yeah. You just said the phone.
Hey, call me on the telly.
No.
No, not call me.
I thought phone too. Telephone.
Telly?
Telephone.
Telly
okay.
is TV. Okay, do you want to... Yes,
yeah,
and
back
what,
to my
story.
She was the checkout chick was Australian and I actually distinctly I wasn't just gonna be an American and be like, are you from Australia? But I was like, I could actually tell that she had a very similar accent to yours in Australian and like
yeah,
I was Australia. Like you know, I was like, are you from Melbourne? And she goes, I am. And, but she said that with a Melbourne accent.
Good
and
job.
I know. And she was like, How can you tell? And I was like, no, I want you to give me credit for knowing that you're from a certain area of Australia, not just generally. Anyway, I was super happy of myself.
All right, so anyway. I've got the second word. This is good. Okay. It's bludger.
Hit.
Bludger?
Hit.
Bludger?
No. Bludger. B-L-U-D-G-E-R.
Because like in the Harry Potter books, they're the bludgers. So I think like it's like
I don't know Harry Potter.
You're an Aussie, Harry.
All right, so yours
does it have to do with alcohol?
No, good guess. Seeing it's Australian,
it like,
but no.
Is it like a bat, like in baseball?
No. Okay, so sentence. I've heard he/she is a bit of a bludger.
He/she.
Well, he or she.
He or she. I heard they're a bit of a bludger.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that? Like, just an asshole?
I mean, it could go there, but, like, generally what it means is as a person who avoids, like, work. They don't, they're kind of lazy. like lazy. A loafer. Or,
like they show up super late to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You would be classified as a bludger. But like we on top of that, it's like if you're a bludger, often it means that like you're the type of person who just gets government and handouts. We'd say you're a bludger, you're just like on the dole.
You're milking the teat.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
what that's
a
not a
means.
Saying, Evan.
Yeah, it
what?
Is.
And I said exactly. What's that?
I think you just made that up. Or maybe it's Alaskan. I don't know.
It's
don't...
like no, it's like when you
milking
go down to
the
milk
the
bar.
Tea?
You're just milking the teat, man. You're just getting yeah.
Oh, teat. I thought you said like cup of tea.
No, like a singular tit. Like a
okay that's great, like that's a singular great. Tit should that be the title of this podcast?
yeah the singular tit episode. We're all a bunch of tits.
All right, okay. I've got one more. All right,
okay.
Sook.
What, spell it.
S-O-O-K.
Sook.
Oh, like shook.
No.
Yes, but without the H.
You know Australians always taking shit out.
Are you? Is it like? So is it like lazy. Wet? Does it have to be? Does it have
ew.
To do? Ew,
no, use it in a sentence. Why would you think it means wet?
I don't know, because it sounds like
wait,
soap.
Use it in a sentence.
This is me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
can you no, wait.
No,
what
me.
Are your,
I'll do it. This is suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Suck.
Well, does anyone else have any guesses?
Suck.
Okay, so in a sentence, are you kidding me? What a suck.
A joke?
No.
Oh,
idiot?
No.
It's referring to a person being
yes.
a certain way.
Uh huh.
Oh.
When it what you just said
smarty
that.
Pants?
No. Okay, it's someone
it like a sucker? Like no. They fell for it?
No. It's someone that whinges or complains a lot.
Whoa, I'm sorry. New word. Whinge?
Oh, really? Is
a whinge yeah, what
new
was
word?
That?
A whinger. That is literally how you would explain it. You're such a whinger.
What?
Whinge? It's like another way of saying like whine. Like complain.
Oh, like a complainer.
Whine? You're such a whiner.
You're such a whinger.
Yeah. Oh, that's like the better word. No, sook. You have to use word sook. You're such a sook.
So wait, so a sook is a whinger.
A sook is a whinger, and a whinger is someone who complains.
Yay, we had the double down.
Right?
Today's,
I was literally like, how do I explain this? A whinger.
Today's daily double, when the definition of an Aussie word is an Aussie word. That's so
that's
fun.
That's great.
Wow.
Winja.
That's it, guys.
That seems that sounds very British.
You guys, congratulations on your first episode. I'm so proud of
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
It's going to be so awesome. What an honor.
Hey, you, Fabs, having you here, amazing. We need to have guests all the time.
Well, what I propose is that, Fabs, you come back later for another episode and we focus on Italian.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Because we did
that's
a lot of Spanish
today.
Yeah. And we're going to tap you as a resource for all of your worldliness.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would love that. I'll join whenever I'm welcomed.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
And then when little baby boy arrives, we can do episodes where you're like learning about baby language and like
yeah.
how to like... You know,
that's a whole
that'd be
that's
cool.
cool.
Yeah, and we'll see like, if you talk in the baby voice.
You'll be
the
like the fourth, our fourth guest. I mean, our fourth member of
the recurring guest.
Yeah, yeah I'll sure. just be like the recurring. We'll do like episodes with featuring Fabs.
Fabs
yeah.
will have her own jingle.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fabby.
It's another Fabsulous episode. Thanks everyone for listening to our first episode of Accent Accidents with our featured guest, Fabiola Milliken. Make sure to check her out on social and don't forget to follow us to see what we got coming up next week.